Vatican News: Pope Benedict XVI received Sir Nathaniel Rahamea Waina, Governor General of the Solomon Islands, an audience today at his summer residence in Castel Gandolfo. Discussions focused on the current political and social situation of the South Pacific nation and on the significant contribution of the Catholic Church, especially in the fields of education, healthcare, and human promotion. In a separate meeting, the Secretary for Relations with States, Archbishop Mamberti, thanked the Governor General and the authorities of the Solomon Islands for their generous outreach to young people who wish to participate in the forthcoming celebration of World Youth Day in Sydney, Australia, recognising the formative importance of the event. With only 10 days to go to the official opening of the week-long global gathering, Catherine Smybert has been gauging the atmosphere down under ahead of Pope Benedict's arrival. She spoke to Bishop Julian Porteous, Rector of the Seminary of the Good Shepherd, Homebush, and Auxiliary Bishop of the Archdiocese of Sydney.
We've been mainly involved with a whole range of what we call activate events across the Archdiocese. Many of the parishes, the deaneries, the groups, the movements, the ethnic communities, all have been holding a whole variety of activate events, all aimed at bringing young people together, expressing their faith, giving them a taste of some of the things that they'll experience at World Youth Day. We're also beginning to gather the group leaders together to begin to give them some formation and preparation for their role.
Your personal hope for World Youth Day 2008 here in Sydney, for Australia, for Sydney, and for the rest of the world?
Very simply, I'm hoping that through the World Youth Day, many thousands of young people will come to a new depth in their faith, a new desire to know Christ, to live the Christian life, and particularly too would want to engage their life with the church more effectively, more fully. So my hope, many, many young people rediscover the richness and beauty of their Catholic faith.